The soccer star Pele has died. He was the sport's global face for decades. His skill and artistry thrilled fans all over the world. Pele got a start from humble beginnings. He was born to a poor family in rural Brazil in 1940. But by the time he was 17, he was a World Cup legend, scoring 3 goals in the 1958 final. And when he scored his last World Cup goal in 1970 for his 3rd title, Pele was the greatest ever.
Rivelino, watch Pele now. What a beautiful goal from Pele. El Rey Pele. 100 goals for Brazil.
The 82-year-old Pele died today of complications from colon cancer in Sao Paulo. Catherine Osborne has this remembrance from Rio de Janeiro.
It was in one of the first televised World Cups in 1958 that a young Brazilian striker debuted to thrilled audiences.
What 17-year-old Pele coming away with it. What a master this boy is at 17.
In the final game of that tournament, Pele flicked the ball high over his defender's head and smashed it into the net. He headed in another goal for a victory. At the time, Brazil's economy was booming, and the team's exuberance became a symbol of the country itself, says sports journalist Marcelo Barreto.
The whole world cares about football, and the biggest footballer was Brazilian. I think we related to Pelé because of his creativity.
During 3 World Cup titles and over 1,200 goals in his career, Pelé became known for his flair and unpredictability. He would blow past opponents, dribbling the ball off their shins. He was also a playmaker and one early pioneer of the bicycle kick, a leap upward at an airborne ball to rocket it backwards.
He was named the athlete of the century in a century that had, for example, Muhammad Ali by a French magazine. He could run 100 meters in like 11 seconds. He could kick with the right foot and the left foot. It was like his strength was at the service of the beauty of the game.
Pele was born Edson Aranches de Nascimento in southeast Brazil, where he grew up watching his father play professionally, while Pele played in the street, where he earned his nickname, then in youth leagues. At the gym at Santos, the club near Sao Paulo where he played, he added judo and karate to workouts. His teammate Mingalvio Figueiredo said most players that talented didn't worry so much about physical conditioning. But Pele ran to the front of the line to do laps around the field. He himself said in an interview to CNN,
if you be focused, if you have a good health, nobody gonna stop you.
Pele was also devoted to spreading the image of soccer's power to transcend national borders. One of the most famous photos in sports history is of his embrace of English defender Bobby Moore at the 1970 World Cup. He attracted fans across the world. And in the late 70s, Pele played for the New York City Cosmos, boosting American interest in the game. On the day he retired, he told a packed stadium he was upbeat.
Love! Love! And love! Thank you very much.
But even as he championed the idea of soccer as a unifier, Pele's life intertwined with racial and political divides at home. One of his biographers, Angelica Basti, said after Brazil lost the 1950 World Cup with a black goalkeeper, a narrative spread that black players were unreliable. Until the 1958 victory, when Pelé began to symbolize black players' talent. Even so, she said, black activists would later criticize him for playing down racism in Brazil. He faced other criticism for fighting against legally recognizing one of his daughters. He often responded saying Pele, the player, was separate from Edson, the man, who was flawed. Barreto says today, Brazilians increasingly judge sports heroes for the political implications of their actions.
We are slowly beginning to understand that it's not only soccer, that soccer is not separated from our society, from our life.
Still, he says, in terms of athleticism, Pele continues for many Brazilians to represent the country's capacity for greatness. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.